And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lenzik Center for Performing Arts. She's with us just about, well, many Fridays, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Hey, good to be here. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you, as always. And I wanted to just correct something that we talked about last segment. So there's a hearing on the House Bill 44, which would close the gun show loophole. There's a rally at 12:30. They're meeting on the east side of the roundhouse, which is the front entrance, and there will be music, break dancers, and talks, and they say that it will be lots of fun, and then people will go in and they can observe the hearing. So I think that's what the deal is, but it's for House Bill 44. Now, on to speaking of the arts.
On to the arts. I would like to talk about something going on at the Lenzik tonight. It is Cinema Paradiso. We're rescreening that classic film on the big screen at the Lenzik as part of our big screen classic series. It's a 1989 Academy Award winner for Best Foreign Language Film. It's in Italian with English subtitles. Have you seen that one?
I saw it back in the day, and
me
it's
too.
A beautiful movie. It's fantastic and definitely worth going to. And there's also the Italian Film Festival, which started last night and goes tonight and tomorrow. So you've got your choice of Italian films. What time does the Cinema Paradiso start?
Starts at 7 at the Lenzik.
Okay. I'm not sure what the Italian, is it the Italian Film Festival? Is it at the Jean Cocteau tonight and tomorrow? And then there's a dinner, which I am attending.
You are, good.
At Osteria, a great big Italian meal that's part of that festival. So many Italian film choices tonight.
Tomorrow at the Lenzik, I want to announce the rescheduling of the Met Live in HD broadcast. It was supposed to be broadcast last week. It's Tales of Hoffman, Le Conte Hoffman, will be broadcast tomorrow instead at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Last week, we had to postpone it due to the weather and satellite problems. We couldn't pick up the live feed from the Met in New York. So we captured it and are rebroadcasting it this weekend. Tickets are still available. That's at 11, again, and 6 p.m., and you can call the Lenzik at 988-1234 if you're interested in getting tickets.
And at Geist Cabaret at Pranzo Restaurant, David Geist is playing tonight, and tomorrow Ron Newman will join him. David Geist is there on Fridays and Saturdays every weekend, and often on Saturdays they've got a special guest, a vocalist of some kind. Like next weekend, there's a Valentine's show. The next week after that is the Oscars show. So
fun.
Lots of fun going to listen to David play piano so beautifully.
I'm going to keep going with Lenzik things for a little while because there's a lot going on this week. There's a spectacular Lannan Foundation Readings and Conversation Series event on Wednesday. It's The Fire This Time, a tribute to James Baldwin. This is a tribute to the African-American writer James Baldwin, and it'll feature two poets and two novelists that also bring us their experiences of being African-American in America. These are Amy Bloom, Nikki Finney, Randall Keenan, and Kevin Young. This is Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the Lenzik. It's part of the Lannan series, which are always good. You can go even if you don't know much about the writer and learn
haven't
something
had,
and
haven't
have a
had a bad
time.
One yet.
No, haven't.
And at the Collected Works bookstore on Sunday, the 8th of February at 3 o'clock, the bookstore will celebrate collaborative poetry, the collaborative poetry collection by Lawrence Welch and John Macker called Blood in the Mix. Mr. Welch, unfortunately, won't be able to be at the event, but his work will be read by local Santa Fe poet Barbara Rockman, and John Macker will read from his new collection, Disassembled Badlands. And go ahead. Oh, more poetry at Collected Works is on Tuesday, February 10th at 6 o'clock, when Valentin Sandoval reads from and signs copies of South Sunrises, which is a bilingual poetic narrative of the El Paso Juarez borderland. On Wednesday, the 11th of February, also at 6, historian William Hartman brings his history, his lively history, Searching for Golden Empires, to Collected Works. It's an account of the explorations of the first generations of Spanish conquistadores and their native allies, and the book recounts this epic cultural collision in 16th century America, including the competition between Cortes and Coronado in a race to see who could find the next golden empire. And then finally, on Thursday at 6 o'clock, Dr. James Penner, editor of Timothy Leary, The Harvard Years, will be at Collected Works to introduce this group of early writings on LSD and psilocybin by Richard Alpert, Huston Smith, Ralph Metzner, and others. Collected Works bookstore is at 202 Galisteo Street on the corner of Galisteo and Water in downtown Santa Fe. And speaking of Timothy Leary, I also want to let people know that the film Dying to Know is still here. I don't know if it's going to stay all that much longer. It's been held by popular demand because so many people have wanted to see this film. Dying to Know, Ram Dass, and Timothy Leary. Let's see. Yeah, so... Here it is. The final special screening is on February 13th at 7 o'clock, and a discussion will follow between the audience and producer-director Gay Dillingham and Joanna Harcourt Smith, who's the former wife of Timothy Leary. So, there we have it.
I've heard great things about that film, too.
It's a good film. Very good film.
Mountain films will be featured on Thursday at the Lensic during the Telluride Mountain Film Festival. It's a couple hours of the best films from Telluride this past year. And the Telluride films, of course, all have mountains and adventure sports themes. There's travel films, what else? Kayaking films, climbing films, all
I
kinds of cool
films. I love those
films
because you're sitting in your chair getting vertigo thinking, how can anybody do this stuff?
You are. You can't believe it. And hopefully you'll be inspired yourself to go out and try something on your own or even take a lesson or two. But that's Telluride Mountain Film in Santa Fe. It's the tour, and it is Thursday at the Lensic starting at 7 p.m.
Excellent. Here's something that is very, very important. Guess what?
I hope it's something that has four legs and is very furry.
Yes, it's Cat of the Week. This week's featured cat from Felines and Friends is Firefly. She's a nice kitty, a little shy, but when you catch her, she rolls over and she wants to cuddle and be petted. She gets along well with other cats. Firefly is a beautiful girl with a short coat and brown tabby markings, and she is almost 3, but not quite 3 years old. If you are interested in adopting her, you can call 316-2281. You can also go to fandfnm.org, or you can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
I'm going to follow that up with the dog of the week, if I may, that
Yay.
I'm selecting myself from the fantastic Critter Corner page in the Santa Fe Reporter.
Are you going to get another dog?
No, I wish I could get a companion for my lovely dog.
Yes.
I don't want to diss my own dog because she's still great. And if I could get a couple, I would get these two. I would get Brandon and Marty. They're two-month-old Anatolian Shepherd pups. Marty is snow white and Brandon is golden brown. They're playful, alert, and smart. And they're the cutest things you've ever seen. I think we're looking at Marty here in the paper. This one is at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. For more information, go call 983-4309 or go to their website page, which is a great website, or check out the Reporter's pet page and you'll find yourself in love.
Yeah,
just in time for Valentine's Day.
The only thing that induces more cuteness endorphins than looking at that page in the Reporter is actually going to the animal shelter.
You're
whatever
right.
Animal shelter.
I thought you were going to say the personals, but I'm glad you said
no.
The only better thing.
That's
the Critter Corner.
Endorphin inducing.
No, not for me either, but it's very, lots of cute pets need your help, so go check them out.
The Cancer Foundation of New Mexico Sweetheart Auction is happening on February 7th. That's tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. And lots of silent auction items and live auction items and raffles and things like that. So go check it out and cffnm.org for more information.
I think I read, I'm going to check. Yes, you can get tickets at the door to that just in case people are last minute. We'd like to check that out. You can do that Saturday
okay.
night.
Excellent.
Focus on Photography is a project that's been going on at the New Mexico Museum of Art for the past year. And tonight at 5:30, Robert Stivers, Santa Fe artist, photographer, will give a talk about his project and his work in photograms, which are images on film, but they're not taken with a camera. I think he places objects on light-sensitive film and makes prints that way.
Cool.
Robert Stivers, very well-known and a great guy, I've heard. He'll be speaking tonight at 5:30. This is at the museum, the New Mexico Museum of Art. For more information, you can call 476-5072.
Now, if I were capable of doing a drum roll, I would do so to announce the ticket giveaway.
Ticket giveaway!
Historian Jessica Fellows, author of the best-selling book, The World of Downton Abbey, and niece to the show's creator and writer, discusses the characters, sets, and plot lines of Downton Abbey. She explores the show's context, addressing the changing roles of women, rise of technology, and many other things. And the event, The World of Downton Abbey, is at Popejoy Hall on Sunday, the 8th of February at 3 in the afternoon.
A Downton Abbey event is going to fill Popejoy Hall. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, amazing indeed. So first, we should give the phone number. 428-1382 is the number, and the second caller gets the tickets.
This one is of interest to book lovers. It's The Future of Libraries, a panel discussion. It's free, and it's at St. John's College, February 7th, tomorrow, from 10 to noon. There will also be a reception. It's moderated by James McGrath Morris, and it will feature several librarians from Santa Fe and the state libraries talking about what will happen to our libraries in the future. I'm sure there are a lot of issues, including the digitization of books, funding, interest. I think it'd be worthwhile to attend.
Yeah, and I mean, everybody said, now that we've got the internet, nobody's going to need libraries anymore. Libraries are better than ever, and we've got a great library director, Pat Hodapp, in the city of Santa Fe. And
several amazing libraries
for
a city of our
libraries,
size.
Yeah,
so Future of Libraries. And incidentally, James McGrath Morris has a really interesting long series of articles in Pasatiempo this week about self-publishing, how it's a growing field and how you can do it. It's really well done and the graphics are fun, so check out Pasatiempo if you're not already doing it to look for more things to do this weekend and this week in Santa Fe.
And James McGrath Morris has a new book out. This is officially a teaser because we're going to have him on the air in several weeks. He's a fantastic writer. Okay, Africa Santa Fe presents Remembering Mandela, a tribute and group art exhibition celebrating the long walk to freedom with music, poetry, storytelling, dance, film, and art. The opening and the whole event is tomorrow, Saturday at 5 o'clock at El Museo Cultural, and the exhibition will continue at El Museo through the 21st of February. For more information, africasantafe.org, and it's AFREEKA, africasantafe.org.
Here's a fun one. The Tao of Steve is celebrating its 15th anniversary. That film came out back in 2000, and of course it featured some prominent Santa Feans. Director Jennifer Goodman, written by Duncan North, starring Greer Goodman, Donald Logue, and John Hines, many other great actors, I'm sure. I don't know the others, but it's celebrating its 15th anniversary, and it will be showing at the Jean Cocteau on Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., and on Wednesday, Jennifer Goodman, Greer Goodman, and Duncan North will be there to talk about the film and their experiences making it.
Yeah, well, that film was terrific. I've seen it a couple of times over the years, and it's such a great Santa Fe movie.
It is, and I remember watching it originally at the Lenzic when it was still a film theater, solely a theater, and I remember watching it and saying, "Oh, I know him, I know her." You saw all kinds of locals in the background.
Right. Meanwhile, the plot is dude tries to find love.
It's good. We won't tell you more. It's a good Valentine's Day week movie. Valentine's week movie.
Tonight, Friday at 7:30, there is an event at Gig Performance Space at 1808 2nd Street called Songwriters Picking on Each Other. So Todd Lovato is a producer, songwriter, and music fanatic. Jamie Michaels is a singer-songwriter. Jono Manson, another great musician. And all of this is happening tonight at Gig.
You can see singer-songwriter Todd Snyder on Tuesday night at the Lenzic. This is a Heath Concerts presentation. He is a Portland-based singer-songwriter who's been around since the 90s. He's known for his album Songs for the Daily Planet with its Bob Dylan-style satirical hit, Talkin' Seattle Grunge Rock Blues. He will be at the Lensk again, 7:30 on Tuesday. For tickets, 988-1234 or ticketsantafe.org.
Excellent.
We've got some art. We've got
some art
going on. It's first Friday, so some of the many of the local galleries will be open for receptions this evening, including the Downtown Museum District, where you can go to several galleries, including Sorrel Sky, Patina Gallery, Ellsworth Gallery, Manitou, Caswick, and some others. They'll all be open until 7:30, with usually their snacks, as you all know, and some water, sparkling water usually, and you can check out the new exhibition sets tonight from 5 to 7:30 downtown.
And I got one from yet another gallery, Robert Highsmith, My Southwest, New Watercolors, opening reception with artists tonight from 5 to 7. And that is, let's see, I guess at Marigold Arts? Yeah, Marigold Arts. All right. So, and what else? I got a message from Children's Art Space, which is now accepting registration for its art camps and after-school programs to expand art education opportunities for students and teachers of all ages. February 13th Art Camp, Valentine's Day Cards and Crafts, February 16th Chinese New Year's, all kinds of things. And it gives me no... Oh, here it is. If you need more information, call 490-2119, and you can register for full days or half days. 490-2119.
I want to just mention an event that is a week from Sunday. The event is Sunday, February 15th. It's Eric Bibb. Bluesman Eric Bibb will be returning to the Lensk. He's been a real Santa Fe favorite in the past when he's appeared, and he's won 9 Blues Awards from the W.C. Handy Foundation of the Blues Foundation. He's been nominated for a Grammy. He's a fantastic performer, playing his own take on pretty traditional American blues. Tickets are still available that Sunday night, January 15th, at the Lensk. You can call 988-1234. You can call that for so many tickets.
You can, I mean, indeed. There's an open house at Menla Center for Yoga and the Healing Arts at the Agora in El Dorado. And it's the Kirtan Band. Come enjoy spiritually elevating music and chanting with the Kirtan Band, Sitaram Das and Saranagati. There's light refreshments and all kinds of good things. Everyone is welcome. It's from 1 to 4 tomorrow.
Have you ever heard of the Szymanowski String Quartet?
Yes.
I think I've heard of them too. Szymanowski, if I'm pronouncing it right, is a famous Polish composer, and this quartet originates in Poland. They now tour the world, and they're known internationally for their chamber music. They will be performing on Sunday at the St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art, playing works by Mozart, Dvorak, and Szymanowski. I don't know if... Let's see, tickets are still available, and you can call the Santa Fe Pro Musica box office at 988-4640. You can also get them at ticketsantafe.org.
The Citizens Climate Lobby is having its monthly event tomorrow, February 7th, and they do these international calls. They'll get somebody on the telephone that you can actually talk with about climate change and what's going on. And so tomorrow it's Kaya Chatterjee of the U.S. Climate Action Network. And for more information on that, I'm not sure if it tells me what time that's at. So for more information, you can go to citizensclimatelobby.org.
Video art is going to be featured tonight at the Interactive Dome out at the Institute of American Indian Art. This is an event that was postponed from last week because of weather. A lot of postponements, I guess. It's a new media presentation, a lot of video art, including works by students and faculty members like Robert Drummond, Ethan Bach, Felicia Nez, a piece by Santa Fe video pioneers Woody Vasuka and Steina Vasuka, and a performance by UNM assistant theater and dance professor Kristen Laurie. It's tonight from 7 to 9. There's no charge, and if you want more information, you can call 424-2300.
Excellent. And the Rail Yard Artisan Market is having its second annual Share the Love event. And that is Sunday, the 8th of February from 10 to 4. You can get all sorts of Valentine's gifts and other art from local artisans, psychic love predictions, and more. And love
psychic
songs.
Psychic love predictions.
Yeah, you know. And Love Songs All Day by Chris Abeta. It's at the Farmers Market Pavilion, 10 to 4 Sunday.
I know next weekend you'll have a lot of Valentine's Day events, I'm sure.
Which used to drive me absolutely bat-dung crazy.
You can take advantage of specials at restaurants all over town, which is kind of fun. They have special dinners and special menus. And if you don't have a Valentine, you can go with your friend.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's use this day to celebrate friendship. Let's use it to celebrate all kinds of love. The sort of overemphasis on couplehood, especially when so many of us have been single for so long and, you know,
amen, sister.
Going in and out of these. But I digress.
Let's digress into this. A Santa Fe Reads event at the James A. Little Theater on Sunday features Sally Bingham, Natalie Goldberg, Ann Hillerman, John Nichols, and Valerie Plame. A pretty stellar lineup of local writers and celebrities. This will be at the James A. Little Theater. It's a celebration of Santa Fe literacy, and they'll all be talking about literacy, their work, doing readings, but also talking about the importance of literacy programs. This is at 2 o'clock on Sunday at the James A. Little Theater, 428-1353.
And I will be there moderating.
I forgot a key part of this event.
No worries.
The headliner, Mary Charlotte.
No, I'm not the headliner. I'm the tailliner.
I might have to go if you're going to be there.
It's going to be an interesting event. I've never had John Nichols on the radio, and I admire him a lot. He's a great writer, and he
Milagro
seems like a great guy.
Of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And
it is a benefit, right, for the Santa Fe Literacy Foundation?
Volunteers.
Volunteers, mm-hmm. Great.
Yep, and definitely worth supporting, given the absurdly high rates of illiteracy here in New Mexico.
It's almost hard to imagine not being able to read.
Or reading at such a low level that you can't quite make it work. Hey, along with all the other great movies that are around, at midnight at the Jean Cocteau Cinema, Alien Outpost will be here tonight, on Friday, and director Jabbar Raisani will be... Oh, no, he's not. I thought he was going to be there, but let's see.
He'll be there in spirit.
Will he be there in spirit? I don't know. I don't think he will be there. But anyway, that is happening at the Jean Cocteau.
I have to give one more mention of a Lensic event next weekend.
Wait a minute. It's not a midnight movie. It just says it's opening today. But the word midnight is right before it, so I got confused.
Don't go there at midnight.
Just go to their website and check out what their timing, because I don't want to steer people wrong. Go ahead.
Lensic, I know of this timing. Lensic is presenting two films over Valentine's Day weekend. So one's Friday and one's Saturday. Two classic 35mm films shown in their original formats, just as they were produced, just as they were made. The first one on Friday is Sabrina, the original version, starring, I'm going to get these mixed up, Humphrey Bogart and...
Audrey Hepburn?
Yes. And then...
I want to see that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're in. And second, on It Happened One Night is the big one on Saturday.
Oh, good.
Okay, so that one is Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert.
Right.
I keep getting the stars mixed up because I haven't seen either one, but I plan to. So, Sabrina Friday... It Happened One Night Saturday at the Lensic, shown in 35mm. Thanks to Tim Hunter. I just want to give a shout out to local. He lives in Santa Fe in L.A. TV and film producer Tim Hunter is driving the prints back. We're borrowing them from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Archive in L.A. And Tim Hunter is driving them back to Santa Fe to save us shipping charges, which are quite high. He's that dedicated to making sure Santa Fe audiences get to see 35mm film. He's a real believer.
Now, that's not this Friday.
No, it's next Friday,
next Friday
and Saturday,
the
correct.
The 13th and 14th.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get your tickets now, of course.
Another gallery announcement. I on the Mountain Art Gallery at 614 Agua Fria is having a closing celebration today from 5 to 8 of Guadalupe, 12 Artists, One Sacred Icon. And so a number of different artists are doing interpretations of the version of Guadalupe.
I love the Willard Clark version.
Oh, yeah?
I have it in my home.
Nice.
What else can we talk about? There are lots of great movies because it's Oscar season, and so great movies are coming back to local theaters, and lots of other great films are out. The Grand Budapest Hotel is going to be again at the Jean Cocteau this weekend. They're doing a lot. They managed to cram a lot into that. It's a small space, and they're just filled with great programming because, as we mentioned earlier, they have the Italian Film Festival and Alien Outpost.
Yeah.
Which, again, I don't have... Did we already announce the time for Alien Outpost? Because I found it. Friday at 8:30 p.m. So tonight at 8:30.
Okay.
And then tomorrow at 8.
Excellent.
You can check the Jean Cocteau for other times and schedules.
On Thursday of this coming week, there's a book signing, Zuni Stew by Kent Jacobs. That's from 11 to 1 at the Museum of New Mexico at 107 West Palace Avenue. And you can go to nmartmuseum.org for more information. Author, physician, and arts advocate Kent Jacobs is signing copies of his latest novel, Zuni Stew. And it's time to go.
It's time to go already.
It's time to go already. As always, we can never get to everything that we want to get to, but we do the best we can. Diana Delling is with us, speaking of the arts, many, many Fridays, and we're so happy that you're here. She's from the Lenzik Center for Performing Arts.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's my great pleasure. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe radio cafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can really subscribe to the show on iTunes now. A number of people have written to me over time and said, well, you say that, but I can't do it. And so we fixed it. I'm not good with this stuff, but we got it fixed. And so now you can do that. And that way, the show goes, you can get it straight to your phone or your whatever. So
listen anywhere?
Yeah, you can listen anywhere except your bathtub. I guess you could make that work too.
I think you could.
We're not going to go there. We're just going to say have a wonderful weekend and be nice to others. Drive safely. Wear your seatbelt. Walk your dog.
Go adopt a dog or cat.
Adopt a dog or cat or rabbit or ferret. And have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on Monday. Oh, Monday, I've got to say, we're talking to the lawyer of the author of the book Guantanamo Diary, a Guantanamo inmate. So that's an amazing book, an amazing attorney who's representing him. So that's all Monday on Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Ciao.